Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. We invite you to join us this Holy Week while we reflect on the events of the week leading up to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Today is Tuesday, April 4th, and the third day of Holy Week. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. These imploring words, which have been sung for centuries, are a reminder of the inexhaustible mercy of God and of God's unfailing compassion and forgiveness. As we enter into our time today, I want us to take a moment and ready ourselves before God by confessing that we come to Him only by His great mercy that He has lavished on us. As we listen to Salt of the Sound sing, "When I Survey," let's take this time to place ourselves into the care of a merciful God who loves us, even when we have chosen a different path than the one that He has intended for us.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the
Today's reading comes from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 33 and 36 to 38. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask of whom he was speaking. So, while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what you need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterwards." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Hearing this story, with the knowledge of the situation that we have, allows us a vantage point that was not afforded to the rest of the disciples. How would it feel to be any one of the characters in this story? Judas? Peter? The beloved disciple? Or any of the others? What words or feelings come to you as you relive this scene? Jesus loves all his disciples, including Judas. There is a Judas, a Peter, and a beloved disciple within each of us represented in our lived response to Jesus. We have all betrayed Jesus, broken promises to Jesus, or sat close to Jesus, reclining in his presence. What does it feel like to know that he loves us despite the dark fragments of our own broken story? What does it feel like to know his mercy extends to every part of you? As you listen to part of this reading again, notice what stays with you and why. Can you face hearing Jesus' words? Can you meet his eye with yours? If not, why not? And if so, what desire arises within you? After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it into the dish." So, when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received this piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that, because Judas had a common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what you need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. Each of the 3 disciples named here has a personal story of response to Jesus that subsequently unfolds. What is your personal response as a participant in this scene? As we finish today, let's read this prayer of mercy. A prayer of mercy that reminds us of God's great mercy to us and how we should show mercy to others. Mercy triumphs over judgment. When you can blame, have mercy. When you can shame, have mercy. When you can criticize, have mercy. When you can condemn, have mercy. When you have a political disagreement, have mercy. When you have a theological disagreement, have mercy. When you are certain you are completely right, have mercy. When you could exact your revenge and get even, have mercy. So that when you pray, "Lord, have mercy on me," there will be a large reservoir of mercy for God to draw from. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.